fun stuff, money jars. You and your family can make special jars to store tithing, savings, and spending money, just as Elder Jones and his family did in this issue. For this activity, you will need the items shown on page 13 of Fun Stuff this month, and you may need assistance with this. Decorate pieces of paper to wrap around the jars and tape them securely into place. Write your name and the words tithing, savings, and spending on three pieces of tape, label stickers or small pieces of paper. On each jar, tape your name and on one of the other words. On each jar, tape your name and one of the other words. Talk to your parents about what you can do to earn and save money. When you earn money, put 10% in your tithing jar. In your savings jar, put the amount of money decided on by you and your parents. Put the rest in your spending jar. Book of Mormon Riddle by Monica Weeks. This prophet said, "Come unto Christ," and taught what we should do. If we will search the Scriptures and pray, we'll know that they are true. Who am I? For the answer, check chapter 10 of the last book in the Book of Mormon. My Gospel Standards Crossword Puzzle. See how well you know My Gospel Standards by doing the next activity. You'll probably need assistance with this. To check your answers, read My Gospel Standards in the Faith and God Guidebook. Now, this is originally set up as a crossword puzzle, but since you can't see the crossword puzzle, we'll have the following fill in the blanks. Five across. I will blank Heavenly Father's plan for me. The answer, I will follow Heavenly Father's plan for me. Six across. I will keep my mind and body sacred and blank, and I will not partake of things that are harmful to me. The answer, pure. I will keep my mind and body sacred and pure. Seven across. I will use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, blank. I will not swear or use crude words. The answer, I will use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ reverently. 9. I will now live to be worthy to go to the blank and do my part to have an eternal family. The answer, temple. 11. I will choose the right. I know I can blank when I make a mistake. The answer, repent. 12. Across. I will blank good friends and treat others kindly. The answer, I will seek good friends. 13. Across. I will dress modestly to show blank for Heavenly Father and myself. The answer, to show respect for Heavenly Father and myself. Now, one down. I will do those things on the blank that will help me feel close to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. The answer, I will do those things on the Sabbath that will help me feel close to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Two down. I will blank my parents and do my part to strengthen my family. The answer, I will honor my parents. Three down. I will remember my baptismal blank and listen to the Holy Ghost. The answer, covenant. Four. I will blank with Heavenly Father, others, and myself. The answer, I will be honest with Heavenly Father, others, and myself. Eight down. I will blank and watch things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father. I will read. The answer, read. 10. I will only listen to blank that is pleasing to Heavenly Father. The answer, I will only listen to music that is pleasing to Heavenly Father. Coming forth of the Book of Mormon. On page 25 of Fun Stuff this month, we have a picture of the coming forth of the Book of Mormon, and you'll probably need assistance with this if you desire to do this activity. Instructions. Read the captions under each picture, then color the picture. You could use these captions and pictures for a family home evening lesson or a primary talk. Number one. One night, 17-year-old Joseph Smith went to his bedroom and prayed. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 28 through 29. Two. The angel Moroni appeared to Joseph three times during the night and told him about a book of gold plates hidden in a hillside. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 30 through 35, and verses 44 through 47. 3. Joseph went to the hill Cumorah the next day using a stick. he moved a large rock and found a stone containing the gold plates and the Urim and Thummim, seer stones fastened to a breastplate. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 50 through 52. 4. Moroni appeared to Joseph and told him not to remove anything, but to come back each year for the next few years. Joseph returned every year and was taught by Moroni. 4 years later, on September 22, 1827, Moroni told Joseph to take the plates and Urim and Thummim. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 53 through 54 and verse 59. 5. Joseph used the Urim and Thummim to translate some of the plates. At different times he asked Oliver Cowdery, Martin Harris, Emma Smith, his wife, and a few other people to write down what he said as he translated from the gold plates. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 62 and verse 67. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 3, Preface. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 25, verse 1 and verses 5 through 6. 6. In 1830, Joseph Smith took the Book of Mormon to a printer in Palmyra, New York. History of the Church, Volume 1, page 71. Send a gift on a mission. Are your grandparents serving a mission? What about your brother, sister, cousin, or neighbor? Here are some fun ideas for remembering and supporting your favorite missionaries. Record a family home evening on tape to send. Include the opening song, lesson, and closing song. If your missionary is serving in a foreign country, learn about the culture. Try native foods. Learn about native traditions or learn a few words in the native language. Share the things you've learned with your missionary. Send useful gifts with scripture references attached. Amos chapter 4, verse 6. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth for a new toothbrush and toothpaste. Psalm 24, verse 4. He that hath clean hands for soap. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 89, verse 20, and shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint, for a new pair of socks. Acts chapter 15, verse 23, and they wrote letters, for a notebook, stationery, or stamps. Use the topical guide to find more references. Remember to include gifts for your missionary's companion, too. Learn what it's like to be a missionary. Share the gospel with a friend. Write to your missionary about your experience. Write to missionaries often, but don't write about things that could make them homesick. Remember to give encouragement, ask about their investigators, and bear your testimony. As one missionary said, come to the mission field in your letters rather than try to bring us home to you. They'll be home before you know it, happy and grateful for the support you gave them. Note, see Christy Cole Crump, Sending Our Gifts on a Mission, Ensign, December 1990, page 57. Sharon W. Allred, Letters, Clippings, Candy, What to Send to a Missionary, New Era, June 1973, page 15. End of note. End of the section, Things to Make and Do. This concludes the Friend Magazine for September 2004. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Michelle Visaraga, Haley Visaraga, and David Shaw. August 2004.